You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Watford, sitting 12th, have had a very respectable season. They're not going to be in any danger of going down or anything. They can play with a little bit of freedom. Leicester, all the pressure should be on them, but it just isn't, because the chasing pack aren't getting near them. And, well, they've had difficult games against Norwich and West Brom, where they haven't quite hit the same stride as they did earlier on in the season. They're still 3 points clear at the top of the league. So my question to you, Dave, we'll start with you. Are Leicester just coming towards a bit of an end of a tether, and the other teams are making them, are getting them out of jail?
I thought that. You know what? I thought that against West Brom, and I feel slightly fortuitous, because even though I put West Brom up plus one midweek, and that was part of that once again winning punt treble, Mark, they were lucky, West Brom, to hold on to a draw there. I don't think Leicester City played like a team that are feeling the pressure at the moment. Good to see those guys that helped them gain promotion from the Championship to the Premier League star in that match as well. Danny Drinkwater and Andy King, who deputised for N'Golo Kanté, both getting on the score sheet in that game. They've got a good title run in as well, Leicester City. You look at, with 10 games left, they are deservedly favourites to win the Premier League now. And I thought they were very unfortunate not to win that game, piling on the pressure at the Hawthorns in the last 10 minutes, but didn't get the breakthrough. And they've won 10 and lost just two of their last 17 Premier League away matches. Leicester are a good bet here. They're a good price, in my opinion, at 6-4. I was reticent to be with them at 6-10, 7-10 midweek, but I think 6-4 away at Watford is a good bet. Watford were slightly unfortunate as well not to convert one of their many chances against Manchester United at Old Trafford, but they've now failed to score in six of their last eight Premier League matches. Odion Ighalo needs to regain that scoring form he had earlier on in the season. He's failed to find the back of the net since scoring against Nottingham Forest. That was back in at the end of January in the Cup. He's got just one goal in nine Premier League appearances so far in 2016, Odion Ighalo. Leicester win this game for me. I think 6-4 is a good bet.
It is. Yeah, it is. I'll jump in quick. 6-4 is a very good bet. Yeah, they were unlucky not to have beaten West Brom. You could argue that Watford were unlucky not to have got something about Man United, because they had about five or six great chances. But that worrying trend, isn't it? Six blanks in their last eight Premier League games. That's more than a blip. That's a trend for Watford. And you look, in fact, I'll give you a further ammunition for that argument. They've scored 29 goals, Watford, all season. Well, Leicester have scored 27 away from home. You know, so yeah. I just don't see how Leicester can not outscore Watford in this game. Oh, another fact there, by the way, is Watford have got they're safe in the league. They're not going anywhere up or down. And they've got a big FA Cup tie coming up next week as well, an FA Cup quarter-final. If I was Watford, I'd be saving myself for that. Leicester won't be saving themselves. This is a big, big game for them. And I think they're well overpriced. If this was Arsenal going there, even Arsenal now, who are below Leicester, you know, how many points? 6 points below Leicester? You wouldn't be getting 6-4 Arsenal, I don't think. Certainly wouldn't be getting that for Man City. Yeah, so again, it's an insult to Leicester. Good bet.
Well, one bet that I liked here, Derek, as well, I mentioned Odion Ighalo and the fact that he's only got one goal in nine Premier League appearances so far this year. He has had 27 shots in that spell. I think that he could score and Leicester City could still win the game, and you can have that bet at a big double-figure price. Odion Ighalo to score in the game and Leicester to win is 12-1. I think they could concede, but as Derek mentioned, I expect Leicester City to outscore Watford in the match. I like that as an anytime lose cast or a reverse win cast here. Ighalo to score and Leicester to win is 12-1. I think that's a good bet.
All right. Just playing devil's advocate slightly with the two of you, because I'm not entirely convinced Leicester win this. We saw Norwich shut up shop almost and try and contain Leicester, and it almost worked. Watford are very good this season at keeping clean sheets, particularly at home, and just shutting teams down and nicking a goal down the other end. Mm. And I just wonder, could they do the same to Leicester? Is that what's going to do Leicester?
Yeah, they could. They could do that. And if it was a Watford on all cylinders, that would be a persuasive argument. But I'm convinced that they've got an FA Cup tie on their mind next week.
Yeah.
I just can't see how they wouldn't have that on their mind.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.